All right, everybody, let's go through it one more time. Make sure you got it clear. So, Klaus, you drive us to the bank, pull up outside, 9 o'clock on the dot. What do you do?
Yeah, I wait in the car outside. The whole operation takes 14 and a half minutes. Then you all come out. You get into the car, I drive you away.
That's what I love about the Germans. Organised. Sorted out. Know exactly what they're doing. Punctual. You can rely on them. So, we all pile into the bank. Pull out the shooters. Jock, what happens next? You're the hard man.
I put the frighteners on them.
Right. Stick the gun in everybody's face. Frighten the living daylights out of them. Make them get down on the floor, face down. Right? Don't muck about. Slim, you're the therapist. What comes next?
Jesus Christ, Mike. How many times we gotta go through this?
I'm a Brit, so I want it organised right from the start.
Yeah.
Just tell me what you gotta do.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, don't panic. Nothing's gonna happen. Everything's gonna be okay. We're just gonna take a little bit of money out of this bank, and then you can all go home nice and peaceful and live your miserable little lives like nothing ever happened.
Don't take the piss, Slim. Oh, and one other thing. Don't smoke a bloody joint before you turn up for work tomorrow morning.
Mike, let me do things my way, and you can do things your way. Okay?
Got it. Carlos, what happens next?
I had the bags. I jump over the counter. I start stuffing the money into the bags.
Fast as you can, Carlos. Paddy.
All the people are lying on the floor, they're terrified. I go around, I say to them, that's a nice ring you got there. Just take it off your finger, and the watch, and the jewellery, and the necklace, and put them in this bag, because nothing's going to happen to you, so long as you behave yourselves, okay?
You got it, Paddy. Errol?
Man, me wait outside with a mobile phone, me pretend me talking to me woman, me look dead cool, me keep my eyes open, anything me see me call inside, everybody inside know what going on outside.
Errol, I love ya. You can definitely smoke a spliff before we go to work. So, everything's sorted. No more questions? Right, tomorrow morning at my place. And don't be bloody late.